This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
Ooh, yeah.
Look, just because I'm quarantined, doesn't mean the party stops.
Oh, okay? Absolutely not.
Here I am, earlier today, taking my girlfriend's dogs out for a quick walk. And what do I see right around 3 o'clock in the afternoon? I see a woman standing in her driveway, day drinking a Yingling. And I think to myself, you know what? It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday. It's time we do the same thing. As head brewer Eric Norson joins us now. My man, how are you doing? Are you doing well? Are you staying healthy and everything?
Yeah, I've been able to stay healthy. I'm kind of staying away from public places and whatnot. I'm one of those high-risk people, so, you know, I try to avoid that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So what's it like for you right now? Are you kind of just trying to stay at home and keep pushing everything retail-wise, or are you still trying to pump up some ideas for the next couple of months here?
I'm doing a mix of it both. I mean, right now, while things are still mild in this area, I've been coming into work. I'm getting a lot of backlogs of, things that needed to be done, parts of maintenance stuff that needed to be done. Getting that all out of the way because, you know, it looks like I got 2 free months to work with and get things done that I would have been able to do over the wintertime. So, you know, I'm using that time wisely, but I don't know, a few weeks or so, if things start going wild around here, I'll probably do a lot of work from home soon.
Look, dude, and you've got a lot of people thirsty too, all right? Let's face it, unfortunately, for better or worse, not really unfortunately, people are going to be day drinking, and they, of course, should be drinking Wagner Valley Brewing, considering that it is a Tasting Tuesday. All right, well, here, real quick, I'm going to preface all of this. You were so kind enough, you and Alex over at Wagner Vineyards, so kind enough to ship, like, express, like, next day delivery, ship up a 6-pack of beer and a bottle of wine that we're going to taste today. And seriously, man, I'm so thankful for you guys and for what you guys have always done for us. And, you know, that was really, really cool for me to see,
absolutely.
You know, opening up that box and seeing that stuff. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, if you're going to be in quarantine, I'm going to keep you hydrated, you know?
Yeah, we're going to keep this thing going for as long as we need to. All right, so we've got Daybreak Pilsner, Sugar House Maple Porter, and the Chardonnay, the Unoaked Chardonnay. So you want to start with the Daybreak Pilsner?
Start with the Daybreak, yep.
All right. What do we got here? Give us the lowdown on this stuff.
This is a classic German-style Pilsner, just a nice, very light but bright Pilsner, super crisp, nice heavy carbonation that kind of breaks it up a lot more. It's a nice, slightly vegetal, like, flavor to it, like, very spicy with a bit of, you know, just kind of trying to put my finger on that flavor I'm getting there.
Yeah, you got a 5.5 ABV.
Almost like asparagus-y kind of, you know,
really?
I don't want to say like cabbage-y because that's actually a beer fault. So, you know.
This is so easy to drink, dude. I love it.
Yeah, it's so perfect, especially like when we're getting into the warmer days. And now, like my entire schedule for like bringing things back, like, bringing beers on is kind of out the window right now. We're still weighing when exactly we're going to be doing mangoes and stuff. But like one of the things we're going to be, we plan on bringing back is we are bringing back Seneca Soul. In either June or July, depending on how things go. And like, just, this is similar to Seneca Soul where it's just like perfect beer for the warm day. So until we get Seneca Soul back and you get into these warmer days, this is like the perfect beer for that. Definitely.
No. This is a beer that's perfect for the weather that we've been having as of late. And real quick, Seneca Soul, how did you describe it to me when you produced it the first time around last year?
It's like a classic Mexican lager, like kind of like in the line of like Modelo and Pacifico, but like with the hop varieties we used on it, they're hops that go straight towards lime flavor. So it's like getting that, you know, Corona with a lime already in it, you know, and it actually melds really well into getting limes in it, you know?
Dude, this is the first time though I've had Daybreak in some time, and it is certainly like, you know, it's a beer you can drink year round, but this time of the year, it is perfect for the season. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Eric Norrison, head brewer over there at Wagner Valley, joining us here on ESPN Ithaca. Make sure you visit them online at wagnerbrewing.com and on Route 414 in Lodi. I'm living the life right now. I'm in a bedroom, in a bed, and I've got alcohol. It's perfect.
You're doing this from your bed? Nice.
Yeah, I can't.
I wish
I'm not
going to be the same. Like,
it's the one place I know that the animals won't bother me, or at least try not to bother me. So I get the comfort of some privacy, and I get the comfort of, you know, beer at the end of the day, during the day here, I should say. All right, so we got Sugar House Maple Porter, another favorite of mine. This is a 5.7 ABV. What makes this one so good? Because I also love Sugar House Maple Porter.
Well, I mean, obviously it's got maple in it to start with. The other thing is just its entire background. It's just a solid porter base. This year I actually changed up the yeast on it, and it kind of gave it a much more rounder, fruitier flavor. So I'll be honest, the maple gets kind of lost in it, but it's still a really great porter. It's still really solid.
No,
a bit of maple in the finish. You get that kind of slick maple-y flavor to it.
I just took a swig here, and you can sense it is a little bit more of a balanced, you know, flavor in that maple doesn't necessarily stand out alone. Which, I mean, if it were, I wouldn't complain. But at the same time, I feel like this really complements, you know, all the flavors really nicely, dude.
Mm-hmm. And this, this along with our Daybreak Pilsner, you can find at a lot of Ithaca locations, like Finger Lakes Beverage Center, Ithaca Coffee Company, PNC Fresh, Wegmans. You'll find them there. We also, during all of this, we're open from 12 to 4 every weekday.
Seven days a week.
Weekends as well. Yeah, and we do. We'll do curbside pickup and everything. And actually, in discussions right now, is we're going to be able to do shipping of beer to New York State residents. So
that's awesome.
You want another six pack? We can hook you up.
You might have to. I love it, man. And that's the other thing too, is you guys are taking some extra precautions because people can't come into the building, I know, to purchase the beer
much.
Or I mean, if people want to, you know, stick to their car, you can do the curbside if you just call ahead up at Wagner Valley and just say, hey, this is what we want to do. We want to stick in the car and everything. Like, you guys have no problem with just doing curbside delivery like a lot of other places are doing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Coming up in a little bit, your chance to win a growler and a fill. To go visit Eric and the good folks at Wagner Valley Brewing. Make sure you visit them on Route 414 in Lodi. All right, let's get to the wine because I love Chardonnay, and I believe I had this wine for my parents' anniversary, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
It was one of those celebratory things that, you know, I have a few extra glasses of wine and, you know, start singing karaoke or something like that. But might as well taste some wine because obviously the vineyard is such a big part of what makes Wagner Wagner. And they have, you know, just planted their roots into the Finger Lakes wine and beer scene because of the vineyards and the wineries. So what do we got here with the Chardonnay?
The Chardonnay, it's funny to say that you Chardonnay is your favorite. Like, this was the one that sold me onto Chardonnay. Like, I found Chardonnay, I mean, compared to, like, Rieslings and, like, Gewurztraminer, I found them kind of boring. But this is a fantastic Chardonnay, you know. Has a nice aroma of pear. Has nice, like, lemon and lime zest notes to it. Just fantastic. It's full. It's rich.
Just smelling it real quick. I still have to pour into the glass, which I'm doing right now. But I can just smell the pear flavors, especially.
Exactly. It's just a wonderful, like, bouquet of pear and lemon curd. It's just wonderful.
Dude, it's got a lot of flavor. I love it. You guys are all killing it up there, man. Like, between you, everybody else. Everybody else, I love it. By the way, going off of the wine, too, as you mentioned, you're still working for online or working towards maybe getting online orders for beer. But on the wine side, shipping discounts are available for online orders of 6, 12, and 24 bottles of Wagner Vineyard wines. Free shipping to New York State, free shipping to Pennsylvania, and then 50% off shipping to the other 17 states that you guys ship to. Yep. So that's a great thing you guys are doing.
Jump on it. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, here we go. As usual, a growler and a fill to a lucky listener. Who are we giving that away to today, my friend?
Let's give that to number 8.
Number 8, 607-533-0077 is the number. Again, 607-533-0077. Win a growler and a fill to go visit the folks at Wagner Valley Brewing and Wagner Vineyards. And again, curbside pickup is available if you call ahead, and they'll carry your order right out to the curb and right into your car. Eric, my man, as always, stay safe. Thank you so much for taking such good care of us, as always. And thanks so much for stopping by, okay?
Yeah, no problem, man.
We'll take a break. BTL is back after this.